I myself have done it multiple times, and I've also done a developed romance before. So this is from your expert who has dated for a few years and is in a committed relationship. Welcome to the Royally Confident Podcast on this amazing sexy Sunday where we delve into the world of confidence, self-esteem, and personal growth fit for royalty. I'm your host, Janice, and I'm here to guide you on a journey towards unlocking your inner confidence and living your best life. So if you're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, join me on the Royally Confident Podcast and get ready to unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in your life today. Welcome back to Royally Confident with your host, Janice, your Royally Confident coach, who helps women who've been in a toxic relationship get their confidence self back. So welcome back to another empowering episode. You already know what the beginning is. Subscribe, follow, like, all that good stuff, and get notified for every new episode when you hit the notification button. So let's get into what this episode is really going to be about. I'm going to do a two-part series. The first part is going to be about quick romances. I mean, what I mean by quick romance is you get into a relationship pretty fast. You get committed within 3 months or less, pretty much. And the second part will be developed romances, which are 3 months to a year or more to be in a committed relationship. So for this series, we're going to talk about the quick romance first, pros and cons, and what I recommend at the end. And then next week, we'll go into developed romance, pros and cons, and also what I recommend. Okay, so now we're going to get into a quick romance. Quick romance is, again, is if you get into a committed relationship within 3 months or less. This is what a quick romance is. I myself have done it multiple times, and I've also done a developed romance before. So this is from your expert who has dated for a few years and is in a committed relationship with someone who was actually a quick romance. So let's get into the pros of the quick romance. Pros of a quick romance are it could be exciting and passionate. Quick romances often start with a high level of excitement. It's called the honeymoon phase. It could be thrilling and an intense emotional experience because you're feeling really good about it. And it's just the honeymoon phase. You're like, oh, I like them. I want this. I want that. The next one is it's spontaneous. Because of how spontaneous and fast it was, it could bring a sense of adventure and unpredictability. So it really just makes you feel so spontaneous because it's like it's so fast. Quick romances can also give you instant gratification. So in the beginning, you probably told them this is what I want, and they're actually doing your needs and wants and the bare minimum, all that stuff. They're providing it for you in the beginning, of course, because usually that's how the honeymoon phase works. And it just fulfills the desire for connection and intimacy very instantly, especially in the beginning of a quick romance. A quick romance is an also opportunity for a rapid emotional growth. It's the beginning, so you probably accelerate that emotional development because you are want to be honest with him right away, and you just want it to be very open communication, so it could really develop emotionally really fast. And the last pro I have is a learning experience, especially if the romance doesn't work out. This will also teach you very valuable lessons and show you what you want and don't want in a relationship. So those are the pros of a quick romance. There are also other pros such as can develop into something very long term as well. So quick romances can develop. So cons can be a lack of deep understanding. Since it happens so fast, it could prevent partners from getting to know each other deeply, which is very important to getting to know each other because this doesn't help you get to know their personality really well or what their values are or long-term goals, beliefs, etc. This means that maybe you got into a quick romance and you want to have babies, and then later down the line, he's like, yeah, I never wanted to have babies. And that could happen when you jump into a quick romance. You guys aren't very clear about what you want or need from a partner. You just kind of like get that excitement. You just kind of want to just commit. It could be very emotionally overwhelming because if it doesn't work out, you could have time for regret. Expectations are not getting met, and it's just you could feel stressed and have a bunch of anxiety because it's not developing the way that you wanted this romance to develop. Quick romances also can be, most of the time, they have unrealistic expectations. You're probably thinking that this fantasy that they sound like they may be the one because you guys have a few similarities. They could be your partner for life, but it's a disillusionment of what they are now. Pretty much, it could be exactly what they are now. So it's just you're falling in love for their potential, what you think they could be instead of who they are now. Which goes on to, as quick romances, most of the time you can overlook a lot of the red flags that they probably presented and you just like pushed it aside because you were falling in love with the potential. So you have all these expectations and potentials that they could have that you're overlooking all the red flags of this relationship is just not going to work. And lastly, another con would be it's instability and uncertainty because it's not built on a solid foundation of like a developed romance. It can leave both parties feeling unfulfilled, unsure, and not sure what they want to do more into the relationship. So those are some cons and pros of a quick romance, but I'm gonna let you know what I recommend. I recommend doing a developed relationship, but I will get more in that next week. But if you do want to get into a quick romance, let's say you're telling me, gee, I want a romance now. I don't want to wait. I just want a romance right now. Okay. Well, then you got to get my before you date checklist. This checklist will help you make sure you're actually ready to step into the dating world or at least be close to ready. I mean, you don't have to have 100% on the checklist, but you definitely want at least more than 50% checked before you get out into the dating world. So here is my checklist. I'm going to say it so you could write it down, or you can reach out to me on my Instagram, which is at Royally Confident, and DM me checklist, and I'll send you the ebook. So the checklist is knowing what you want. Do you know what you want? Do you know your needs? Do you know how you want to be treated? Are you aware of your goals and beliefs? Can you recognize red flags? Are you confident enough to walk away from something that doesn't serve you? Do you have a grasp on how you deal with rejection? Do you know your worth? Are you afraid of being alone? Like, pretty much, you aren't afraid to be alone. Are you confident about what you bring to the table? And do you know when to seek advice rather than seeking validation? So, if you could check off more than half of those, then I say go ahead, do your thing because you're on a path where you're not afraid. And if that didn't work out, you're not going to just rush. You're just going to be like, all right, I'm going to move on. And then if it's working out and they're treating you the way you want to treat within the 3 months, then go for it. But that's my recommendation. And next week, we'll be talking about more developed romances, the pros and cons, and recommendations. And again, if you want to see other videos about dating or romances and how to love yourself, please check out my other videos that I have and hit me up on Instagram if you want the checklist ebook. Thank you so much for joining me on Royally Confident. Make sure you subscribe, follow, hit the notification button, and just talk to me on the comments. I would love to read your comments. I would love to see what you have to say about the show. Also, would love your rating on any of my podcasts as well. So, thank you so much and have a royally confident day. Thank you for joining me on the Royally Confident Podcast. Remember, confidence is not something reserved just for royalty. It is a mindset and skill that anyone can cultivate. By embracing your unique qualities, overcoming self-doubt, and taking action towards your goals, you can unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in all areas of your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review and share it with your friends and family. Your support helps me reach more people who can benefit from my empowering content. Stay tuned for future episodes every Sexy Sunday, where I will continue to explore the world of confidence and personal growth. Until then, remember to embrace your worth, believe in yourself, and live a life that is royally confident.